So then he worked for the J.P. Martin Company, which is a dry goods store?
And the term dry goods, I'm sure you know, is it wasn't wet goods, which might include alcoholic beverages or so forth. Dry goods was thought of as piece goods, like material for sewing, as well as clothing and shoes or work boots.
He then obviously wanted to start his own store, and he did. Was that when he named his first store Dixie Store?
The very first stores were called the Dixie Stores, that's correct. And some of the pictures of that are even in the biography book that he has. And there was a model put together of the very first store, and that's with the Oklahoma History Center at this time.
Why did he name it Dixie and not Anthony?
You know, I'm just not sure. I think that that was just what he did.
So long about 1923, he's grown then. I think he had about four Dixie stores, Cushing, Pawhuska, Hominy, Barnsdall, and then he did have two C.R. Anthony stores in 1923.
I don't have the exact dates, but I know that that was the transition.
So then these customers would come from miles around and in all sorts of forms of transportation.
Well, the automobile was starting to get better developed at that point, and things were taking off.
So they probably came in covered wagons and horses and...
Well, the biography book's got some pictures of what you and I would think of are some old jalopies that were there parked by the front door. We serve small towns in Oklahoma, so the population of 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people today would seem like an extremely small town for a store, but in those days, that was what we did. And the 25-foot front, 25 feet, isn't a very big dimension by most standards, but that was a very common downtown location. And I think even 120 feet back is very small by today's standards. We had these small towns, small stores, downtown locations, and then to jump way forward, as women got in the workforce, as there was more ready-to-wear instead of piece goods to sew your own clothes, then women in the workforce in particular became interested in fashion and in nicer clothes. You know, they might be the teller in the bank or so forth. And to have a selection, you needed more space. So then those very little stores in downtowns and small towns weren't so economical, and the economics of a store moved to having a larger space, which required a larger population and trade area to support it. And then there was a kind of a group of people that had respect for each other, the TG&Y company, which was headquartered in Oklahoma City, the Humpty Dumpty grocery store chain, which was headquartered here and operated by Mr. Sil Goldman. So those three merchants, C.R. Anthony, Sil Goldman, and the TG&Y folks, had a very large number of shopping centers, sometimes called strip centers, outside the downtown location where they would put their stores together, and they had a little bit bigger space and could go on from there. As highways and so forth developed, then those became even a larger operation, but it was still different than those big regional malls. That's just kind of a historical background.
What is Sam Walton doing about this time? And was CR probably laying some groundwork that Sam was noticing? I mean, did they cross paths?
When I have people ask me about the history of the company, the Walmart phenomena comes up very frequently. I can remember when the sales of our company were greater than those of Walmart. I visited Bentonville, Arkansas personally. We were fascinated by their success and their growth. I had studied in business school and graduate school things like operations research and mathematical modeling and how to do efficiency operations, particularly transportation or distribution or inventory control and management and replenishment systems and so forth. And I think that Walmart was always very progressive and very advanced in that regard. But then they were largely a little bit like we were. Sam Walton was from Oklahoma, and we were just people trying to do business. By the mid-80s, when I was president, we had, 20 or 25 stores that I would call in Walmart centers. And people would always ask me, well, that must have killed you to have Walmart nearby. And I said, no, frankly, we'd like for them to be right next door. We wanted to be in the same center. We didn't want them to be 2 miles down the road because they would take the traffic there. They liked having us next door because we had branded merchandise. We had a little bit higher quality of merchandise and a little bit different income level of our customers, perhaps. And so we attracted a customer that they wouldn't necessarily get on a standalone basis, and they would give us some traffic. So all of those stores had a higher, and I calculated this to the second decimal point, had a higher return on average inventory investment than our stores in general. The Walmart family operated real estate locations and shopping centers of their own. There was one time they were trying to get a different chain store, I'll leave the name out, to sign a lease, but they had so much bureaucracy and delay that they wanted to move ahead. So they called us up and said, for 50 cents less a square foot, if we'd sign the agreement, we'd get on with the new store. Well, we thought that was all right, and so we went ahead. I think our store in Springdale, Arkansas, and Fayetteville, Arkansas, were Walmart centers. I can name others as well. But Sam Walton came to Oklahoma City when they opened a new store in Edmond, Oklahoma. I was president at the time. He came by. We had lunch. There were four of us, three from our company and Mr. Walton. I toured him through our general office building and got to visit with him about retail. And he is always kind of bragging about us because he knows how to make friends, saying, oh, you got a lean operation here. Where are all the rest of the buying staff to do this or that? And he said, anybody who's good with arithmetic can be a good merchant. I think he had a lot of sound wisdom. I personally had a lot of respect for the Walmart success. And I note that today, when the Fortune 500 magazine just came out, that they are the largest business enterprise listed in the Fortune 500, bigger than any of the oil companies right now.